You're listening to KNKX. There were rumors earlier this week that the Mariners might be looking to strip down their team and trade off some of their more talented players during the offseason in an effort to acquire prospects for the future. The first sign that this might be the case came this week when the M's traded away catcher Mike Zunino. KNKX's Kevin Kniestad spoke to our sports commentator Art Thiel about if the Mariners really will be the sellers this offseason.
All right, Art, we were going to talk offseason Mariner baseball anyway, but then word of a trade came down this week.
No one, I don't think, saw this coming, but no one is surprised either, really. And I do know that Mike Zunino was voted the best defensive catcher in baseball this year. And yes, Mariner fans know that he hit 201 and he struck out five times in four at-bats sometimes. But he is a rare guy because you just don't find very many good defensive catchers in baseball anymore. And the Mariners have no one in their farm system right now ready to step in. But they're getting back a starting center fielder and leadoff hitter in Malik Smith. But now they've got to go get a catcher. Mm-hmm.
Well, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, because we've had this conversation before about how the Mariners don't have a farm system to use as trade bait, and the people they want to get rid of that are in the starting lineup are too expensive and too old, so no one wants them anymore. So is this just sort of rearing its ugly head right now?
Yeah, this is the problem they're facing right now. The Mariners won 89 games, which is more wins than they've had in a decade, and still didn't make the playoffs for now the 17th year in a row. They want to make a move, but they're classic rock and hard place here because they have underperforming older players with bigger contracts. Nobody's going to want Robinson Cano or Kyle Seager or Felix Hernandez, and that's most of the salary budget. And the young guys that they have that have been producing, well, Mariner fans don't want them to leave, and, you know, for very good reasons. But those are the only players that can bring talent back into the organization.
Well, what can fans honestly expect here? How should they prepare themselves? I mean, are they going to need to prepare themselves to lose a Edwin Diaz, who had 57 saves last year and is, what, 23, 24 years old, a James Paxton, a Gene Segura, a Mitch Haniger? Is that a reality?
I think it is a reality. Jerry DePoto has talked about reimagining his lineup. I don't know what that means. I think Diaz is a likely trade candidate simply because he is at the apex of his value, and he's a young guy under club control, and he's a dominant force. You could get three good prospects for Diaz, and I think the same thing could be said for Gene Segura. He's got a no-trade clause, but I think he could be persuaded to drop it if the Mariners find a compatible trade partner. So I think everybody is in play. I think maybe Mitch Haniger is not, but certainly James Paxton is. And I can't argue with the idea that if they can trade all of these players, with the exception, I guess, of Haniger, then they should go ahead and do so, because winning 89 games got them nowhere this year. And I think maybe winning 65, 70, 75 over the next 3 years will get them somewhere. The question is fan tolerance. Every fan has got to have some more patience, but after 17 years, how much patience does this fan base have?
Yeah. So speaking of fan expectations and fan tolerance, the reality is we'll likely see Kyle Seager playing at third on opening day. Are we going to see Felix Hernandez, opening day pitcher, if we lose a Paxton?
That's the conundrum that vexes them the most, I think, because Felix is clearly unable to be a starting pitcher. He was 6-14 last year with an ERA above 5. I don't see how he can possibly contribute unless he decides that he's ready to make a change in his final contract year with the Mariners.
Thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find a link to these weekly chats at knkx.org or get them in your podcast feed from iTunes or Google Play. I'm Kevin Kniestad.